ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Brought to you right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network by the World Boxing Association and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Believe me, when he climbs into the ring, he'll have the people falling in the aisles.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, of course. In this hour, we'll discuss the sport of boxing, and of course, at noon Pacific time right here, we will discuss the sport of MMA, of course, the UFC, Bellator, Strikeforce. We've got some great Strikeforce guests in the studio this week. We'll talk with Josh Barnett, who, of course, he will be competing for the Strikeforce Heavyweight Grand Prix Championship May the 19th on Showtime, emanating from the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. We'll also talk with the founder of Strikeforce, Mr. Scott Coker himself. So lots of things to talk about in hour number two when it comes to MMA. Hour number one is all about boxing. We'll bring in the godfather of the HBO crew. That's right. None other than Larry Merchant, folks. And today, I have got the Ustream video up and going. That's right. Facebook.com/ringtalk. Hit the Ustream button. We'll be showing videos today. I'll show you the Paul Williams knockout, of course, at the hands of Sergio Martinez. We'll go into some Hagler Hearns, and we'll also do some MMA video with Josh Barnett in hour number two. So we've got some live videos that we're going to put on the air as far as Ring Talk is concerned, and we're bringing this to you, of course, on Facebook.com/ringtalk, and then hit the Ustream button. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history, folks. 27-plus years right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Watch your free adult movie now at FireTV.xxx. Now all your favorite adult movies are available 24/7 at the touch of a button. The hottest stars, 15,000 movies, and 75,000 clips from over 100 erotic studios, all ready for your unlimited viewing pleasure. No more midnight trips to the video store. No more DVDs to deal with. On your smartphone, on your computer, on any connected device, anytime, anywhere. Go to FireTV.xxx. XXX to watch your free movie now. Play with fire. Fire TV, the ultimate adult video experience. FireTV.xxx, on demand adult video. That's FYRETV.xxx. Get our exclusive feature film free. Go to FireTV.xxx now and enter promo code XXX. That's FYRETV.xxx. Promo code XXX.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
Naha, the tunes of the mighty Tower of Power. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, folks. If you are joining us on Facebook/Ring Talk, Facebook.com/Ring Talk, and you hit the Ustream button. And of course, later on this hour, we'll talk with the godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant. Of course, you know, Larry's sort of been, how can I put this? He's been at the center of boxing now for what, 30 years, 35 years, maybe longer than that. Of course, we'll talk about the second Ali Liston fight in Lewiston, Maine. You see Larry standing between Muhammad Ali's legs. Of course, that was his time capsule, his picture in history, with his mouth hanging open. There he is between, I mean, they shot this photograph from across the ring. And when you look across the ring, there's Larry standing there with his mouth wide open, his mouth hanging. I think he was working with the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Philadelphia Daily News at the time, but he was one hell of a boxing writer at one time. And of course, he can still write. I've asked him about writing books in the past, and he sort of declined to do that. He doesn't want to write any books anymore, so more power to him on that one. But Larry will be here in a little while. We'll talk about some of the controversies in boxing. And he says that, you know, the controversy really isn't new, that it's been happening for years. And I guess he's right to an extent. You know, it has been happening for years. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to change any. I mean, every time you go into another guy's hometown, the hometown guy has got the edge. I mean, Alexander Povetkin in Germany a couple of weeks ago. I mean, we had the Tavares, Cloud, Gabriel Campillo, the absolute heist that it was. I mean, it was one of the biggest ripoffs in boxing history. And that was just like a month and a half ago on Showtime. Of course, you know, Al Bernstein and the broadcast team were saying things like, well, we hope the judges got it right. Well, how could you not get it right when a guy wins 10 out of 12 rounds? I mean, yeah, he got knocked down twice in the first round, did Gabriel Campillo. But the bottom line was he pulled himself together, okay? And I thought he won the fight hands down. I mean, there was just no question about it. And for the judges to allow that fight to go to Tavares Cloud afterwards, split decision or not, two judges. One judge, I think Dave Robertson, had a 116-110, which is impossible. I mean, it's just an impossible score. I mean, it really is. Holy cow. I mean, it's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, when you look at such domination, I mean, he was dominating with 3 and 4 and 5 punch combinations with Campillo. I mean, when you looked at Cloud at the end of the fight, when they announced that he was the winner, his mother fainted. She couldn't believe it. She fainted right there in the middle of the ring. And you know what? If I'd have been on his team, I would have fainted too, because if you're watching his team throughout the fight, you can see the obvious pain in their face. You can see the fact that their boy was losing on, I mean, it was as obvious as night and day. It just was. There was no doubt about it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The videos are working. There's no question about that. The videos are working. The audio is just not coming through. So I've got to figure out what I did wrong as far as the audio is concerned. And I went through a two-hour tutorial over this morning. Got up early and went through a two-hour tutorial to make sure I had this down. But guess what? Pedro didn't have it down. So we'll see what happens as we proceed here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Once again, you can follow us on Twitter, and of course the slash, the Twitter.com and the hash mark Ring Talk. And then, of course, you can follow us live on the World Wide Web at ringtalk.com, or send us an email. The email address is ringtalk, one word, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk@yahoo.com. What I implore you to do, though, is take advantage of our toll-free phone lines. And when I say toll-free, I mean free all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And you'll get a chance to come on the air. And, you know, a lot of you people have beefs, and beefs with me, and beefs with boxing, and beefs with MMA and this and that. And then you send me these twits, and you send me these emails and this and that. You know, stand up. Stand up for yourself. Be heard. I mean, there's no sin in it. Nobody's going to be able to trace it back to your house and know it's you. If you want to say your name's Bill and your name's John, then more power to you. But don't feel embarrassed. I mean, people have said, I remember Colin Seymour, when he was writing for the San Jose Mercury News, I guess about 10 or 15 years ago, so I've been doing this for 27 years now, I think it was the early 1990s, he interviewed a few of my fans, a few of my listeners, and they said they were scared to call because they were afraid that I would dump on them. You know, I would rip them up and tear them apart and shred them and all that kind of stuff. And I really don't shred callers unless you want to call and really act ignorant. If you're really going to act ignorant, you know, you are going to get shredded. But if you've got an intelligent question, toll-free phone lines are for you, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're also probably going to run with a Larry Holmes interview today. Of course, Larry Holmes being the former world heavyweight champion, the Easton Assassin, and he is the man. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's the baddest dude on the planet for a long time. And, you know, people said that, you know, yeah, he fought Mike Tyson, he got knocked out. He was an old man at that point in time. I mean, Larry was way past his peak when he fought Mike Tyson. So, and yet he was boxing Mike Tyson's ears there for about the first round and a half. But I think he got knocked down four times. But at the end of the day, he was a loser. But he made $3.5 million, and he needed to pay for a building in Easton, Pennsylvania. So he fought for the building. I don't know too many guys that fight for buildings, but Larry fought for $3.5 million to pay for this big building, this office complex that he had, of course, in Easton, Pennsylvania. So the Easton Assassin will be with us. The godfather of the HBO crew will be with us, of course, Larry Merchant. Speaking of, we were talking about middleweights earlier, and I showed you that video there without the audio on the Ustream video, talking about Facebook.com/ringtalk and hit the Ustream button. You can listen to the live broadcast and watch the videos as I speak. But Sergio Martinez, is he a man just like without a nation, without a cause? I mean, you know, he's from Argentina. He went to Spain. He now lives in Oxnard, California. He's 37 years old. He's got a record of 49-2, okay? He's got 28 KOs. He's got two draws. I mean, he's a world middleweight champion. But yet the world of bunko and chicanery, or the world boxing circus, call them what you want. I'm talking about, you know, the WBC. They rank Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. is their champion. They call Sergio Martinez the silver champion, or some champion emeritus, or some crazy stuff like that. But the bottom line is he's being denied his rights, and I believe that that's a case that should be settled in court, as should the Tavares-Cloud-Gabriel Campillo fight. If ever there was a fight that you could show to 12 people, to 12 jurors, and get them to agree, and guess what? In a civil case, you don't have to get all 12 jurors to agree. You don't have to. It's not like a criminal case beyond a reasonable doubt. All you have to have is 51% of the proof. And I think that those 12 rounds between Gabriel Campillo and Tavares Cloud, I think that would prove it. But none of his people want to do this. I can't believe it. I mean, his promoters don't want to do it. His managers don't want to do it. They don't want to take it to court because they're afraid of the IBF. They have other dealings with the International Boxing Federation, and they don't want to screw that up. So the bottom line is politics and boxing. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Everybody's mad at the white man. Get guys blowing up federal buildings because they're mad at the government. Got the Latinos. Did you see that last week right here in L.A.? Picketing all the networks. You know about this? The Hispanics, the Mexicans. I don't know what the hell to call you this week. But the Mexican people were picketing the networks saying that during prime time, you will see no Latinos on TV. What are you talking about? You got cops? You got America's Most Wanted? Why? You have Adventures of the Highway Patrol? There are shows for everybody. If you took the time to check your local listings, instead of bitching so much, you'll see there's shows for everyone. Not you. There's an Asian guy in the front row. After Margaret Cho, you had your shot. It didn't work out. All right, back to the kitchen. Sorry, pal.
If what you're looking for is real loving, then what you see is what you get.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, folks. Boxing royalty is in the house. That's right. The godfather of Easton, Pennsylvania. The man that owns the entire town. Larry Holmes is on the line from somewhere on the East Coast. And Larry, how goes it today, my brother?
Hey, man, everything is good, but you got to make it clear. I don't own that Easton, Pennsylvania. I just live there.
No, Larry.
You're going to have everybody hollering at me because the taxes are keep going up.
No, just have everybody calling you up, hitting you up for a loan.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I mean? But okay. I got to come out there where you at.
69-6, 44 KOs, the world heavyweight champion guy. He went 48-0. His accomplishments are a Hall of Fame material, no question about that. And I got some questions for you from the people on the internet. First of all, the George Foreman fight, when Harold tried to put something together in the 90s, you guys came close on that, didn't you?
Well, we were very close. Matter of fact, the one guy gave George $1 million, and he gave me $500,000. to put the fight on. And we took that money. We both signed an agreement. But some reason or another, George didn't want to do the fight, or the guy pulled out of the fight. I don't know what happened, but that was something that I wanted to do. That's one of the fights that I wanted to fight. More than any fight that I ever fought, I wanted to fight that fight.
Okay. Did you get to keep the money?
Yes, I was able to keep the money, you know, but it wasn't a money thing, you know, because $500,000 wasn't really nothing when you were talking about $10 million.
Yeah, I understand.
So, you know, more important than that, I wanted to fight, and I wanted to show people that I could beat George Foreman, that he wasn't a man that everybody thinks he is, and he's one of the biggest athletes out there with the he's the biggest phony out there as far as being a fighter.
Well, you know what, Larry, you know I grew up with him here, right? Northern California. Mm-hmm. I mean, I watch him in the Golden Gloves. I watch him train at Newman's Gym. And I think what really killed me about George was when he took that dog up on that hotel balcony and that German Shepherd he had, and he got that dog to jump off the balcony to show how disciplined and how much the dog behaved him. I thought that showed the Burger King of the United States a little bit sick.
It's a lot sick, you know, especially when you come to dogs. And I happen to love dogs. I got two of them myself, but they're small ones. They are Maltese, and they're my killers. But you know what? Anytime, you know, you do harm to a dog that you train, the dog learn to love you and stuff like that, and you get them to do that stuff, it is crazy, you know. Yeah. Michael Vick, he did a year and a half in jail, man, because he crossed the line, you know,
right,
putting in dogs and dog fights and stuff like that. George Foreman should have been put in jail, you know, but not too many people knew about it probably, and they didn't push the thing because they think that George Foreman is really a nice guy. But it shows you how nice of a guy he is by making a dog jump off the roof to commit suicide.
Yep, that was pretty sick. Hey, we're talking about with Larry Holmes, folks, the Eastern Assassin, of course, the world heavyweight champion for quite a long time. And Larry, I'm getting questions here on the internet. Who hit you the hardest, Ernie Shavers or Ronaldo Snipes?
Well, I'll tell you what, Ronaldo hit me, but he didn't hit me like that. I didn't see no stars and hear no bells or nothing. Ernie Shavers definitely hit me the hardest, you know, the hardest puncher that I ever fought. And I have been to fight Ernie Shavers twice. And coming up, I was his sparring partner, so I know how hard Ernie could hit. And that's one of the things that I was watching out for, is that devastating right hand in that left hook.
The man says he doesn't own half of Eastern Pennsylvania, be it when I call City Hall and I say I want to talk to the mayor, they put me through to Larry's line. So I don't know what's going on there. Larry, Marciano, the big controversy with Marciano, you were 48-0 and you lost the decision to Spinks and this and that. Did you think the first fight, did you think the score? Now, the second fight was definitely a heist. I mean, they had it in for you. There was no doubt about it. But the first fight, did you think the scoring was about right the first fight or what?
No, I thought I had a draw out of that, or I saved it by a point.
Okay.
Because he didn't do anything wrong. I was more aggressive and everything else. Even though he was throwing a lot of punches and it was being blocked, but people, they was counting them anyway. But you know how that was.
Yeah, I know
it was
that
politics was. Politics thing. It was all about politics. And I dealt with it and I let it go, you know. I mean, you know, hey, that's the way it is. You know, win some, you lose some. And that night, I stepped in the ring with Michael Spinks and I lost. So they said I lost, fine.
But
no more pressure I had to deal with.
Yeah. But, Larry, you had a lot. You showed the stones to stand up to the boxing establishment. Not too many guys do that. I mean, we got Manny Pacquiao now. He can call all the shots in the world. You got Bob Arum leading him around on a leash.
Well, you know what, Manny Pacquiao, he's a nice guy and he's one of my favorite fighters. And, you know, Bob Arum always want to control people. And he tried to do that with his money. Because, you know, that's what we fight for, money, and Bob Arum can go out and get them. And Pacquiao, being a partner, probably thinks that Bob Arum is like God, and whatever thing he says, you have to go by.
Yeah.
But that's not so. I'd rather see Pacquiao do his own thing, and if Mayweather ever comes, fine. If not, fine. But don't let Bob Arum or anybody push him too far out of his weight class, because eventually that will get you. And he's a good fighter. I mean, the last fight he had, we might have thought it was easy for him, but it wasn't, because he kept moving. And even though he was getting hit and wasn't getting hit a whole lot, he was getting hit. And, you know, when you get hit like that, that takes something out of you. So he don't need those kind of a fight. So he should take a rest. Don't worry about no fighting, no time soon. I understand he got $15 million, and that's nothing to sneeze at.
Yep.
But just to take a rest and come back whenever he wants to.
What about these Klitschkos? What about these Klitschkos, Larry? Is it fair that they are 6'7", 260 pounds, or there should be another? Should there be another weight class?
No, it's fine. You know, no guys. Look, when we was out there, Ali's out there, the foremans, and we all out there, we didn't care if they were 12 feet tall. You know, we would go out there and do what we had to do is bring them down.
Yeah.
Ernie Terrell, look how big he was when he got there. Ali says, "Timber, what happened? He falls down."
Yeah.
But we had more discipline back then, more so than these guys have now. You didn't hear about Farner coming over here beating us. You didn't hear that. Ali would not allow that. Joe Frazier would not allow that. George Foreman would not allow that. And now these guys are taking over, and we don't have American heavyweight champion in the world no more. Well, everybody's foreign. So that's the problem.
I got to ask you this, and I asked Don King this about 5 or 6 years ago. What happened to the hungry black athlete in this country?
I don't know. Maybe they think football, basketball, baseball will get them to where they want to go. But that's the same kind of game. All games that you do today is a fight, you know. You might think that's easy. You can get away with baseball. But, you know, Lou Gehrig said the same thing. And what he got? He developed Lou Gehrig disease by getting hit with that baseball side of his head by sliding into first base. I mean home plate. And stuff like that. Those are the problems they have. So today, no sport's easy that we can get in there and KO, but people just got the wrong idea about boxing. Boxing, these guys can fight, they can make some money, but they got to dedicate themselves, they got to discipline. And if they don't do that, we'll never become the heavyweight champion. We won't own that championship no more in America.
You know, Larry, you know what's funny is that I train harder for 3-round fights than I see some of these guys training for 8-round fights nowadays. I'm not kidding you. I mean, we go in the ring, we go in the gym, we spar 8 rounds, we do the bag for 6, 7 rounds, we jump rope for 6 rounds, we would do our mitt work, the whole 9 yards, the shadow boxing, the stretching, the sit-ups. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was in the gym 2 hours, hour and 45 minutes of 2 hours. Mm-hmm. These guys fly in the gym now, they're in, they're out. 35, 45 minutes, and they're done, and they're wondering why they don't have the stamina to go the distance. I mean, these guys are struggling out the 8th and 9th round.
Well, you know, because they're not disciplining themselves. They're just going out there for show. They want everybody to say, "Hey, man, you all right? You a boxer? Yeah, I'm a boxer, you know, and whatnot." It ain't about that. You got to go out there and prove yourself and work hard to do it,
okay.
You know, or you're just going to be sitting on the shelf all the time, but. And nobody's going to really pay any mind to you. But, you know, you've got to get back to the old days, the old way with the good trainers. And there are no good trainers no more.
I think
the only real trainer out there now is Freddie Roach. Probably. He's probably the only good trainer out there now.
But that's the key, isn't it? If there's nobody to teach the trade, the skill, the sweet science, nobody's going to learn it.
Right. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, when I was out there, I had the Eddie Futch, I had the Ray Arcel, I had the Freddie Browns, you know what I mean? I had those guys, man, those were the top trainers. You couldn't beat those guys. Those guys out there were the Marciano guys and the Joe Lewis and things like that. They know. They knew how to work fighters, and they know how to keep them cool and get the fight out of them. But today, these guys, man, go out there and do it. He ain't nothing, he ain't this, he ain't that. It takes more than just talk to make a champion.
Takes more than just talk to make a champion. That comes from a true champion, folks. Larry, the Easton Assassin Holmes. Larry, one more thing. Lenny Williams, the singer, is coming up on the show a little bit later. You know who he is?
Yeah, I know Lenny Williams. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
Lenny.
I heard his song, yeah.
So very hard to go because I love you, all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, I'll say hello to Lenny for you. I'm going to see Lenny next week in concert.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, I'm going to pull some of his stuff up on the computer anyway because I'm still in all the music that I can do now because pretty soon we won't be able to do that.
Yeah. You know what? Larry Holmes, you've been a class act. You treated me like gold all these years, and I love you, and I thank you so much. Say hello to your lovely wife and your family, man.
I will. Thanks, man. And we'll be talking to you, man. Anytime you need me, give me a shout.
Larry Holmes, folks, the Easton Assassin on Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Thank you. Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Aha, from the great Lenny Williams to the great Larry Merchant, of course, the godfather of the HBO crew. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. And Larry, a very good Saturday morning to you, sir.
Thank you, Pedro. It is a very good Saturday morning here in Southern California.
Okay. How's the family? Family's doing good?
We're all fighting the good fight.
Fighting the good fight.
Put it that way.
All right. Speaking of fighting the good fight, you and I were talking earlier this week about hometown decisions and the fact that they've been around since the beginning of boxing. And I guess to an extent they have. But aren't they sort of turning off turning off a good number of boxing fans? I mean, because the casual boxing fan doesn't seem to want to even want to entertain the aspect of watching a boxing match because they think it's rigged. So how do you counter that?
Well, Pedro, there's a home field advantage in all sports. Baseball, football, basketball, it's built into it, right?
Yep.
Now, is it that the hometown team plays harder at home? Is it that officials may be unconsciously affected by the crowd? There could be all kinds of reasons. And in boxing, it's always existed. It's virtually a cornerstone of the sport because the hometown fans want to see their guy win. If the hometown fans want to see him win, then the promoter wants to see him win. Promoter wants to see him, then maybe the officials consciously or unconsciously lean in that direction so that the hometown guy or sometimes the guy who is just the champion will get the benefit of the doubt in close rounds and close fights. Sometimes the benefit of the doubt is way overboard. It becomes the benefit of the wrong. And if you'll notice in many of the hometown decisions in the last year or two, they almost never go to the visiting fighter. That's why the saying in the sport is you got to knock the guy out twice in his hometown to beat him. I don't know what to do about it. Maybe the casual fan sometimes is turned off by it. But fight fans understand, or they just sort of
accept it.
Becomes part of the fabric of the sport that if you're going into another guy's room, you're going to have to beat him. Not eke out a win, just as with a champion, even though that's clearly not put into the rules of the game.
Okay, but Larry, you know, I feel that if I was God, or if I was a czar, or if I was a federal boxing commissioner, I don't think there'd be bad decisions, because I think I'd hire and bring in competent judges that would not sway the other way. I mean, one of the worst judges probably in the history of boxing is Gail Van Hoy out of Texas. And last week he had James Kirkland up by a point. But I remember back in 2000 or 2001, Hugo D'Anzo, a B-level fighter out of Mexico, came into Fort Worth, Texas, I believe, and just beat the snot out of Paulie Ayala, just beat him 10 out of 12 rounds. And Gail and two other judges, Annibal Marimanis was one of them, and I can't remember who the third judge was. But these three judges gave it to Paulie Ayala by a couple of points. One of the worst robberies in history. Now, that was a hometown decision. But then again, last year, or a while back, I guess it was last year, we had Arislandi Lara and Paul Williams, and that wasn't a hometown type of thing because Paul Williams wasn't from Atlantic City. He was just the house guy. But Lara
Lara. Well, a house guy is another version of the hometown guy or the well-known champion.
Okay.
And I'm not defending this. I'm trying to understand it and explain it. I accept the reality that judges are human. There have been studies, for example, that show that in basketball, and I assume in other popular sports as well, that a passionate crowd can influence a close call. Simply because the official is human and he would rather have applause than booing, unconsciously. So, and in boxing, where you don't have a score, you know, there's no way to tally the runs, really, and it's so subjective, that this tendency is magnified.
Okay, but subjective aside, the Gabriel Campillo Tavares Cloud fight about 6 weeks ago on Showtime, I mean, outside of Tavares Cloud winning the first round but with two knockdowns and maybe winning one other round, I polled about 18 to 20 people, and they had Cloud winning three rounds at the most, okay? And yet he walked away with the decision that night, a split decision win, kept his light heavyweight championship. I thought it was an atrocity. I thought it was one of the biggest heists pulled off in a long, long time. And I just think that, you know, when you have the International Boxing Federation, they refuse to sanction an automatic rematch. They're an African-American organization. Tavares Cloud happens to be an African-American fighter. Don King happens to have a lot of influence with the International Boxing Federation. Don King in the past was guilty of bribing the ex-president Bob Lee, as was Bob Arum and Cedric Kushner. All three of them have bribed that man and Doug Beavers to get their fighters rated and get their fighters title fights in this net. So the IBF has been under some type of federal scrutiny for about like the past decade and a half. And yet, you know, they were able to pull that crap and deny Gabriel Campillo an immediate rematch, Larry. I mean, I think that's where I start to do the dry heaves.
Look, I'm not going to take issue with you on one particular fight. I thought the fight was actually a little closer because I personally score anything close to a close round for the aggressor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought it was a little closer than others did, but I'm not gonna defend these people. It exists in boxing, and there's a reason for it. And in this case, you could say the reason is, even though there was no specific hometown guy in the fight, the reason would be, and again, I'm not justifying it, that A, Cloud had the title, B, his promoter was promoting the fight, and C, he was the aggressor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in order to overcome the aggressor and two knockdowns in the first round, it takes a lot of doing. And two knockdowns in an early round, we saw three knockdowns with Pacquiao and
Marquez
in their first fight.
Yeah.
It's a big hill to climb, but it's also a psychological hill to climb in the sense that you get the sense that the guy who has taken that early lead is in some control, so he may get benefits of the doubt. Again, it's so subjective and so naturally and sometimes unnaturally tilted toward the one side or the other, that we get those decisions. I'm going back to thinking of Lennox Lewis and
Evander Holyfield. Yep.
First fight at the Garden, when one of the judges, I believe, either scored it for it was a draw.
The female judge, I can't remember her name right now, but
right.
She was
Williams,
like...
Williams, I think.
Yeah, something like Jeannie Williams.
A well-known a boxing writer in the New York Times upbraided HBO for presenting the fight as a dominant performance by Lewis, even though the judges had no way of knowing what we were saying
mm-hmm.
on the air. So again, everybody has opinions. It's part of the reason that boxing has been sort of looked at as the red light district of sports,
okay.
Whether that's a good or a bad thing. I think in the old days of boxing, before television, it was probably far worse. I think there were far more fixes in the old days.
Okay.
Actual fixes.
Let's change subjects. Bert the Hat Sugar passed in the last week or so, and, of course, Bert and I were part of a broadcast team for Lou Falcino back in the early 1990s out of the Riviera Hotel, and then we did some pay-per-view fights together in, like, Tommy Morris and Razor Ruddock in Kansas City and things like that. What's Bert's position in boxing history? Where do you put him?
Well, he may have been one of the last true historians of the sport. That's maybe his place in history. But he was a man of boxing. He created an image of a Runyon-esque character with his hat and his cigar.
Yeah.
He wrote a lot of books about boxing and other sports. So he wasn't just a guy hanging out. But he loved to be around boxing people. He was a guy of immense good humor. And I would say this, in many of the conversations I had with Bert, or many the times I would see him on ESPN Classic, to talk about old fighters or old fights, I don't think he ever got it wrong, in my view,
mm-hmm.
in terms of who the fighters were and the times that they fought and the nature of the opposition and the social as well as the athletic history of their time. And he was a tremendous resource in that sense of putting things in perspective about boxing. Okay. And he was a good fellow to be around. And
he was a good guy to have drinks with.
Yeah.
He was a good guy. I mean,
lot of boxing, you know, like other sports. A fight happens on Saturday night, and it's been talked about for weeks.
Yeah.
So the buzz about a fight, the gossip, the discussions, the pros and cons are a very big part, maybe a bigger part of the boxing scene than the fights themselves. Okay. Very often.
In that respect, he was
irreplaceable.
Okay, I got one more question for you, and I've only got about a minute and a half here. With the invent of the Internet and the fact that a guy with a computer now can become a boxing writer, and, you know, I went to school. I took journalism. Of course, you have a journalism background. A lot of guys in the old days, Marley, Jack Fisk, I can go on and on, Michael Katz, Bernard Fernandez. We all had journalistic backgrounds. Now guys without boxing backgrounds seem to be, how can I put this, almost not reporters anymore, but they're puppets. With the exception of Steve Kim, he's one of the good boxing writers at maxboxing.com. And there's a few other guys out there. But for the most part, boxing writers now are sort of like puppets, and they listen to whatever Bob Arum says. They write down as gospel and as it being the truth, this and that. So has the Internet and the advent of the Internet and made it more accessible to non-journalism majors and things like that?
Well, I think it's throughout the Internet. You know, from the front of the newspaper to the back, from the start of the television news show to the back, all of these events have been kicked around, sometimes stomped on, by amateurs who have a particular passion for some, you know, particular discipline.
Mm-hmm.
I tune them out. I have my sources, and there are people that I respect. And if one of them emerges as somebody whose opinion and whose fact-checking emerges as real, then I will respect them.
Mm-hmm.
There is a big megaphone out there, and sometimes it's local, sometimes it's regional, sometimes it's national.
Yeah.
And maybe some of these guys don't have enough background to really challenge the promoter's BS.
You know what, Larry? I've got to cut you off on that coming up on a hard break. So, say hello to your lovely wife. Forever. It's always a pleasure. Godfather, I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Pedro.
What a great guy. The Godfather, Larry Merchant on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Use your wisdom carefully. Don't be too long. Sister Winkle.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Aha! Greg Adams there on trumpet. Saw Greg a couple weeks ago at East Bay Soul, of course, over at Yoshi's. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. We have an MMA hour coming up at noon Pacific time. Don't forget, Ring Talk airs every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network. Hello out there to all the troops, the Cable Radio Network, and, of course, live worldwide at Facebook.com/Ring Talk, and hit the Ustream button. Till next week, it is